You are not hearing this message by chance. God planned it that you should receive it. You should receive this message, hear it, and be healed, delivered, and have your life changed. The question is, who is your father? Who is your daddy? God created man in his own image. In his own likeness, God created Adam. And from Adam, God formed Eve. God breathed himself into Adam. God desired to have a family. Because of his own will and for his good pleasure, having many children who would love and serve him throughout all eternity and also share his throne with him. Now, when Adam rebelled against God, went on his own way to be independent, and that sin was actually called high treason, rebellion. The Adam's nature was changed instantly when he disobeyed God and when he listened to his wife. You see, the first three chapters in the book of Genesis, we need to really ask the Lord to help us. Because so much of wealth in it. If we don't understand that, we don't understand anything. So Adam received the nature of Satan, the sinful, rebellious nature. And Satan became Adam's father. Earlier, Adam was called the son of God. Now Satan became his father. In fact, he was born into the family of Satan, into the kingdom of the devil. And through Adam, all who were born and being born into this world came with the same rebellious, sinful, satanic nature, ruled and deceived by Satan. Through the ignorance that is in them. And we see that there is a distinction. You see the children of God and the children of the devil. That's why the very beginning asks, who is your father? See, naturally, there are children, they know their father. But there are so many, they do not know their father. Do you agree with that? Yeah. For some, of course, the father passed away when they were young or infants. The others, of course, they don't even know who their father is because of unfortunate circumstances that took place. Now, when Jesus started his ministry on earth, there are many who opposed him. So-called God's people, not knowing that they were following a religion. And the religion blinded them so much. They didn't even know who was their father. John chapter 8, verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." You see, how badly mistaken they were, and they didn't even know that. They said, "Well, Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to Jesus, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Now they are again mistaken, that they thought, okay, we know who our daddy is. God is our father. I believe with all my heart, as you are listening to this word, the power that is in the word of God is cleansing you, your spirit, soul, and body. God is faithful, who has made you to hear even today. Verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil." I mean, how far you can go with a strong statement like that? Here Jesus is telling the so-called God's people, following some rituals week after week, saying prayers, reading the scriptures, going to the synagogue, to them he said, these Pharisees who opposed him, "Your father is the devil." No one says it like Jesus. No one says it like God. "And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth." Devil was a murderer from the beginning. "Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." So you can see how Jesus unveiled the truth to them. Your dad is the devil. At the very beginning, the first murder, physically, Cain murdered Abel. And the Bible tells about Cain in 1 John chapter 3 verse 6. 1 John chapter 3 verse 6. "Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Verse 11, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one. Cain was of the wicked one, was of the devil. But God warned him. He gave him a chance. He said, sin is right at the door. You can overcome if you do well. But he just went on. He did not give heed to the warning of God. Paul, when he was ministering, the Apostle Paul, he met many people who opposed the gospel. But one time, he called a man in this way. Acts chapter 13, verse 10. Watch this. See, even though this truth may be very plain, but many do not know and not pondered enough time in it. Chapter 13, verse 10. There was a man who was opposing Paul when he was preaching of salvation through Jesus Christ. Verse 9. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him, the man who opposed him, and said, you, O full of deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil. Now, you can't say that Paul just spoke these words angrily. We read in the previous scripture that he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Son of the devil, he said to the man who was hindering the gospel. So we need to know for sure before we leave the body who is our father, who is my dad, do I have a relationship with him? Religion is not of God. It's man's invention. God wants a relationship, closeness, intimacy. Jesus presented God as Father all the time. And to those, everyone who believed in him, he said these words. I just want to give some scriptures. In John 4:23, those who worship the Father will worship him in spirit and truth, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. Worshipping the Father, he presents God as Father, who would love to have close relationship with his children. And he wants to have many children sharing his throne throughout eternity. It is not about any religion. Unfortunately, many are deceived into following a religion or ritual. And once that happens, the father-children-child relationship is disturbed and fades away. John 6:38, Jesus said, all that the Father gives me will come to me. So much treasure in this. All that the Father gives me will come to me. John chapter 10, verse 27. Again, I want to say, as you receive this word in prayer, this scriptures will cleanse you. For it's a great privilege to hear the word of God. These are eternal words breathed in by the Holy Spirit. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me. You see that? My Father has given them to me. All that my Father gives will come to me, Jesus said. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. The Bible says God as creator is the Father of all spirits. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 9. He is the creator God. All souls belong to him. He said, all souls are mine. And he's called the Father of spirits. Hebrews 12 verse 9. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? Shall we not obey and be subject to the Father of spirits and what? Live. Jesus is called the Eternal Father. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Spoken by Isaiah 750 years around before Jesus was born on earth. When he became man, chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, speaking of Jesus, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. See that? Today, many are following many, many paths of so-called religions. And in my own opinion, I see even so-called Christians following a religion called Christianity. And they are hoping and waiting to go to heaven. And the most important thing that they had to do is to attend church, be nice to everyone, and continue their life, working the most of the time, without actually knowing that the days are finishing and the time is running out. Now, Jesus never came to start up a religion. Jesus is not the God of Christians. Jesus is not the author of any religion. In fact, the word Christianity is not in the Bible. But man deceptively following some rules and rituals, trying to use God for his own purposes and for his own blessings, just like the called out people Israel from Egypt out. They were totally depending on their own self and crying out to Moses to meet their needs. Today many are like that, using God, using Jesus to meet their own needs, not realizing that God has a purpose for them in their life, that God brought them forth and their lives are spared even until this day for a purpose. You are not hearing even this message. You might have heard 100 messages or 500 messages, But God's coming to you. He says, I want relationship. I have a purpose and a plan for you. God never called his children Christians. This may shock somebody, some people. There's not a word that God called his people, believers of Jesus Christ, as Christians. No. The name Christian was given by pagans, people of the world, of other religions. So Christians are also considered as people who are following a religion called Christianity, like many other religions. And life goes on. No one is thrilled or excited. Well, many things that happens in other religions, in their whatever things that they do towards they believe about their God, happens in Christianity also, whether it's prayers or songs or Bible or some others will read other books in their religion, making no difference. So the church is not making an impact most of the time. But God's coming to you with this message and asking you, who is your father? Are you about your father's business? When Jesus was searched by his parents when he was 12, around 12 years, 3 days they searched him and they didn't find him. And finally, when they found him in the temple, answering to those scribes, Bible scholars, why have you done this? Mary asked. Then he said, do you not know that I had to be about my father's business? If God is our father, are we about his business? Which is important, which is a priority today for you, even as you hear this message? Jesus never came to start up a group and then call that church and for that church to meet on Sundays and go about their business. Sing a few songs and hear some message and go home and then get back to the work life and follow the same treadmill week after week, year after year, month after month. No, that was not his purpose. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we see there is an opposition of Satan's kingdom, and Jesus is setting up his kingdom people to dethrone the powers of hell and to set people free and to proclaim the purpose of God, delivering the captives, healing the brokenhearted, opening the prison doors, setting people free. There are so many bound today. You may be one of them, bound by all kinds of thoughts, bound by suicidal thoughts, bound by depression, bound by frightening thoughts, frightening dreams, nightmares. Morning comes, you say, well, I wish it was evening. And evening comes, you say, well, I can't go through this night. I wish it was morning. I can't take this up anymore. I am so devastated. I am so frustrated. Oh God, is there no help? Is there a God? Does anyone care? Maybe that you have not said these words, but these thoughts came within you. And there was no help. Maybe even some voices told you, finish up your life. Finish it off. Do it now. And it'll be all over. Many are tormented. They're tossed to and fro at nights. They find so difficult to have good sleep. And as Isaiah said nearly 2,750 years ago, Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness shall cover the people. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, there's so much of attack of the enemy. If the so-called believers of Jesus Christ attending churches week after week are attacked in their minds, attacked in their bodies, how much more the outsiders? The devil is a murderer, Jesus said. He's a murderer from the beginning. He kills. The thief comes not but to steal, kill and destroy. John 10:10. But I have come to give you life, and life abundant. Jesus never brought a religion. He never brought some rules. He said, I have come to give life. And he is life. Until you may be a believer of Jesus Christ, until your will is totally surrendered to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ can have no peace, experience no peace at all. For you were created by him and for him. Again, I want to say, Jesus Christ did not come to start up Christianity. He did not come to form a group of people and then call them church and then make them to attend some times of worship and singing together on Sundays. No. He said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel, the good news. Tell them that the kingdom of God is near. It has arrived. Get them into the kingdom. For the debt of sin has been paid. Jesus died for you, paid all the penalty of sin to give you and me free forgiveness and make us ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors, giving us authority to rule over darkness, satanic powers, energies, evil powers that oppress people. And many do not know. Some of you may know recently when I heard about this father, that he heard a voice to heat up the iron and then place it on his child in the middle of the night. I believe that the child was about 2 years old. So he got up, heard that voice, obeyed that voice, heated up the iron, placed it on the daughter many times. I can tell you stories, many stories. And about the things that are happening now in churches, in schools, the shootings and killings, or daylight murders on the streets. Maybe 15, 20, 30 years back, our dear friends will tell, we're here. You don't hear anything like that. Things have turned so bad. People cannot control themselves. Jesus came to set people free from the clutches of the enemy. He came to take you from the kingdom of the devil and translate you into the kingdom of God. To remove you from the family of Satan and put you in the family of God. To cancel Satan being father and dominating you. And to bring you under God Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. No one can enter the family of God through a church. No one can enter the family of God following some rules. No one can enter the family of God just because you're good. You don't harm any people. Nobody can enter that way. Jesus said, there is no one good. Not one, except God. As someone said, there will be a lot of people in, good people in hell. Because they did not receive the free offer of forgiveness which God brought about through the death and resurrection of his son Jesus Christ. Free forgiveness, free acceptance. So it's not enough just to being good. We need to have a heart change, not a change of religion. Religion, they say, they changes the outside person. You may smoke and not and give up smoke and be the same devil. But Jesus changes the heart. So I just want to now focus on who can come to Jesus. Who is it? How can we come to Jesus? I must say, I came to Jesus not by my effort. Not because I wanted to come near him. I was led to him. In fact, I refused to be in a church when there was a prayer meeting. Very few people. And I just went for the sake of just going there, just to accompany my wife. And God took the opportunity, which already pre-planned, in opening my heart, touching my heart. Even though I thought that I knew Jesus, even though I thought that I was a Christian from my childhood days, born to a so-called Christian family. But when God touched me, I didn't even know that God was touching me. Something erupted from me within my heart. And I started to weep. And I never wept that way. And when I came out of the building, I was never the same again. God is my witness what I say. With tears in my eyes, I looked up the sky. And everything was different. Even the clouds, they were different. When God touches you, you know it. When he changes you, you can never be the same. Jesus said in John 14:6, no one comes to the Father, God, except through me. No one goes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. No religion. No laws. No man. Nothing. Only through Jesus you get near to Father. As I said before, John 6:37 says, all that the Father gives me comes to me. You cannot bypass God the Father and come to Jesus. No. He initiates. In fact, there's no one who seeks God. If God does not initiate, man cannot come to God. So that's what I said. You are not hearing this by chance. It is no accident. This was placed in your hands. Eternity hangs over you at your decision. Jesus said to those Pharisees, listen carefully and seriously. Unless the Father draws someone to me, no one can come. God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, draws somebody to me. No one can come near me. If you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you know that God is your Father, let me say it is because God the Father started it, initiated it, arranged that day, arranged that time, and he planned it in such a way, he removed the barriers, he removed the hindrances, and brought you to that place. And he saved you and gave you a new heart. If you have not received a new heart, this is the time and this is the day. For the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of heart change. And now is the time. Do not postpone it. The times are getting very bad. Nations are frightened about terrorism. People are so frightened to fly, to travel by aircraft. So much of barriers, so much of fear. No one knows the Father except Jesus Christ, the Son. And no one knows the Son except the Father. Unless the Father reveals Jesus Christ to somebody, no one will know the Son, Jesus. See, there is an interlock over there. So if Jesus Christ has been revealed in your heart and you got born again, it is because the Father revealed him to you in your spirit, not in the mind. When the revelation came to Peter in Matthew 16, Jesus said, nobody revealed this to you. No man told you this, Peter, that I am the Son of God. It's my Father who is in heaven revealed this to you. You see, we are totally, absolutely, we have to depend on God. No man can by himself find God. There is no one who seeks God. No, not one. To know the Father is to know Jesus. And to know Jesus is to know the Father. John chapter 8 verse 18 and 19. I just want to read that to you. John chapter 8 verses 18 and 19. I am the one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then they said to him, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. There is no way to know the Father unless we know the Son. There is no way. Seeing Jesus is to see the Father. John chapter 15. Excuse me, 14. Verse 7, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. He was speaking to Philip. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Jesus Christ is the express image of the invisible God. He said, I and the Father are one. Yet the Father is different from the Son. The Son is different from the Holy Spirit. Co-equal in everything. At the same time, three different persons. But the question is again, do you know your Father? There are so many do not know who their Father is, and devil drives their lives through demonic satanic spirits, forcing them, mixing their character into their thoughts and their emotions, deceiving them and making them to think it is their own thoughts, it is their own emotions that is making them to do. So many die prematurely. Many die committing suicide. Many die of sickness. And the devil hides behind. And the church, the people of God, the children of God are called to expose the works of the enemy and to destroy it through his power. The reason why the Son of God appeared on earth is to destroy the works of the devil. For John 3:8. So this, even this is not a message about Christianity. This is not a message about, I'm not talking about anything joining the church, joining any group, no. So I'm talking about, are you in the family of God? Who is your father? Is God your father? If not, the devil is. There is no in between. Nothing in between. God has designed and purposed that you and I should live these days just before the return of Jesus Christ. The whole world is waiting for peace. There is no peace anywhere. United Nations cannot give that peace. United States cannot give that peace. No one is able to stop terrorism. They will never. The more they go against it, the more it will increase. Recently somebody said, it's bringing new generation of terrorists as they keep on fighting. And more are joining to destroy people. But when the Prince of Peace comes, when the Son of the Living God comes, by the first time he came as Savior, and now he's coming as Judge. But are you ready? Is God your father? Or the devil is? Jesus said, if God is your father, you love Jesus. And if we love Jesus, we will obey his command. He said, the laborers are few. He said, go into all the world. In fact, when he said three times, do you love me, Peter? He said, feed my lambs. Second time he said, do you love me, Peter? Yes, Lord, I love you. Tend my lambs. Only those who love him very much will see the urgency of time. God will give them the revelation of the shortage of time we have now. Very much short. The Bible says in 1 John 2:23, he who has the Son has the Father also. It is not the other way. If you have the Son, you have the Father also. Do you have the Son? Have you received the Son as the Lord and Savior? Your owner. The one who shed his blood, broke the power of death, rose again on the third day, and who is coming back. Even the Muslims are waiting for the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Yes. The whole world, they're waiting. They say, Yusuf, Isa should come. Jesus should come. Otherwise, there is no peace. There is no peace. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. I just like to read from another version. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Stay away from people who are not followers of the Lord. Can someone who is good get along with someone who is evil? Let's go and mix up with them, talk like them, live like them, buy like them, sell like them. You know, that cannot be done, the Lord says, God Almighty. a light and darkness the same? Is Jesus Christ a friend of the devil? Can the people of God who follow the Lord have anything common in those who don't? Verse 17, God also says, leave them and stay away. Do not touch anything that isn't clean. Then I will welcome you and be your father. You will be my sons and my daughters. As surely as I am God, the all-powerful. So he says, I will receive you as my children. I will be a father to you. This is God's word. To come into the family of God. Now, the word of God says, God tells us how to come into the family of God. Romans chapter 10, I would read you the words spoken by the Lord Holy Spirit. For anyone wanting to come into the family of God and to have God as their father. Verse 6, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart who will ascend, who will go up into heaven, that is to bring Jesus Christ down from above. Don't say that who will descend into the abyss or to hell, that is to bring Jesus Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word says, the word is near you. The word of God you are hearing is near you. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That's the word of faith we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that you died for your sins. He rose on the third day. He shed his blood for you. In order to give you free forgiveness of sins. If you believe with all your heart and that he is coming back, God will accept you into his family as his own child. He will give you a new heart and you will be born within, inside a new person. God will give you a new spirit. He will wash all your sins, past, present, future, with his precious blood. Once you confess, believing that Jesus died on the cross in your place, shed his blood for you, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. The innocent, pure blood of the Son of the living God was shed on the cross 2,000 years ago. And this message, you are hearing it, ordained, planned by God. This is your time. This is your day. If you postpone, you cannot expect another opportunity. You may have, you may not. When one receives the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord, his owner, God calls them not Christians. John chapter 1. Many people are thrilled to go and tell others, I'm a Christian. The name given by pagans. I'm not saying it is a sin if you say. But let us see what the word says. John 1, chapter 1, verse 11. He came to his own, that's talking about Jesus. He came to his own people and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him as Lord and Savior, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Doesn't say give them right to become Christians. Children of God. You're born by his spirit, born by his word, washed by his blood. You are a child of God and God is your father now. Who were born not of blood, this is nothing to do with natural birth. Not of the will of the flesh. No, nobody can force you and then make you to become born again, make you to become a child of God. No, it is purely by the will of God. Not of the will of man, but of the will of God. The biggest miracle on earth, it is not a dying person of cancer, let's say, terminal disease, absolutely getting healed, totally given up by doctors, and God raises them up, and many you have heard, and many are getting healed, yes, these days, and even before. It's not even Lazarus coming out of the tomb, stinking body, smelling body after 4 days. No, it is a miracle. But the biggest and the mightiest miracle is the child of the devil becoming a child of God. Within a fraction of a second. You just passed from death to life, from separation onto acceptance. That's what you call death. People can walk about physically, but they are dead inside. Separated from God. Following a religion. Even Christianity. There are so many dead, unfortunately, in churches. That's why God says, you have a name that you're alive, but you are dead. He told one church, speaking about. And so, once they receive, they're called the children of God. Eternity changes within them. They are shifted from the kingdom of the devil coming into the kingdom of God. It's not joining a church. Jesus never said anything like that. They are translated from the kingdom of the domain of darkness, which is devil, taken from his family and placed in the family of God. Can you say amen? Amen. And God is your father. And you enjoy the privileges. And I don't say that all your problems will vanish. And you're going to have a nice, wonderful, good time. No. But God's purposes will come to pass in your life. God will begin to now lead you and guide you. As we cling on to him. As we subject ourselves. Surrender day by day, moment by moment to the Spirit of God. And the plans will begin to unveil. And the purpose of God, for the reason of our existence, will come to revelation step by step as we go on with the Lord. Or else, what happens? You slip back and then you just follow a religion again called Christianity. Being a member of a church and then just be a member. Finish up your time and die. Surely you don't want to do that. Now, when you receive of the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, see, with those people who received him and believed in him, Jesus, after the resurrection, he said like this, John chapter 20 verse 17. He was speaking to Mary Magdalene after the resurrection, and he said to her, do not cling to me, that means don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father in, but go to my brethren. See, he's calling them brethren. And say to them, I am ascending to my Father, or I am going to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. He's saying, my God is your God, my Father is your Father. And you call them brothers. Brothers. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. why he was not ashamed to call children of God his brothers. Chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. For both he who sanctifies or cleanses, separates people who believe in him, and those who are being sanctified are all of one. Jesus is the one who sanctifies, and those who are being sanctified are those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, and having all their sins cleansed and washed by his blood, are all of one Father. Jesus Christ is called the firstborn from the dead. See, today I have begotten you, the Bible says of Jesus Christ. So he is not ashamed to call them for this reason, his brethren, saying, verse 12, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. So God becomes your Father now that you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for your deliverance and for your cleansing and the purification of your spirit, soul, and body, for the full forgiveness of sins. God is your Father, and Jesus Christ is not only your King and Lord, he is your brother in the family of God. That's what the word says. He's not ashamed to call us brethren. And Romans 8:15, God gives us a spirit so that we cry out to him. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The spirit within us now that we have received Jesus Christ into our hearts, that we cry, Father, Father, my Father. That relationship, that intimacy. The lost relationship was regained, rectified by the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's nothing to do with the church. Nothing to do with some ethics, laws. No. Jesus said, I am the door. He's not speaking about any denomination. Methodists, Roman Catholics, Anglicans, Presbyterians, Pentecostal. Nothing. He said, I am the door. He said, I am the door. No church can be the door. The door of the sheep is Jesus Christ. Amen. The way to the Father is Jesus Christ. Peter said salvation is not in anything on anyone. There is only one name given under heaven. That is the name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name given for us through which we must be saved. So now what is it now that God calls us now? First John chapter 3. I want you to lead some people in prayer. If you have received this message within your heart, and others can follow me as I lead some of these people who would be listening even through this message. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 and 2. See what manner of love the Father has shown on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Many people will not recognize you that you have now believed in Jesus Christ. At least don't just expect it automatically. And God says they did not know him, and therefore they will not know you too. Beloved, now we are called the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. Now we are called the children of God. God is our Father. You can call him Daddy. dad, that's what he is. He's more than a daddy, father. Earthly fathers cannot know exactly what the child or the precious child whom he loves, what's going on within her heart, within his heart. What agony, what kind of sorrow and grief the child is carrying. They can sympathize a little. They can go a little bit near. But God knows everything, even the things that we do not know. God knows and sympathizes. He feels every bit of pain. He understands. He knows. So he can help us as a precious, loving father. So now I ask you, as this message has come to you, what will you do? If you have received this message and wanting to come into the family of God, say after me. If you want God as your father and to have a new life and a new heart, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you now as I am. I believe that you died on the cross, shed your blood for my sins. You died in my place, bore all my sins, all my sicknesses, all my curses to deliver me. Now I ask you to wash me with your precious blood of all my sins. I want a new life. Come into my heart, Lord. I call upon your name, Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Dwell in me, Lord. Make me a new person. Receive me as your child. From now on, you are my Lord, my Savior, my King. Your God is my God. Your Father is my Father. I thank you for forgiving me in your precious name. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer, God had heard your words. You must find a church, a Bible-believing church. Pray to the Lord to guide you and read the Bible every day. Let God speak to you and you speak to the Father through Jesus Christ in his name. Talk to him about everything. And the Lord, who has accepted you, will reveal his plans for you. Amen.